name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Here's the danger of a baptism. Preacher looks out, there's more people there, and he goes, oh, goody. That's not what we're going to do. You can give me about 6 minutes. Let me know we're in 6 minutes. Yeah. And at about then, just say stop. Excellent. This week I saw a movie I want to encourage all of you to see. That doesn't happen very often. It's very difficult for priests to recommend that people go see a movie, particularly in the theaters, because there may be a moment where you are watching and you go, the priest told us to go see this? So this one I can do. It's called A Man Called Otto. I want you to go see it. And there is incredible power in this film. Incredible power. If you want bombs going off and all kinds of nudity and sex and everything else, you should skip it because it's not there. But if you want a life-changing message that relates to our gospel this morning, I want you to go see the film. Let me not spoil it, but give you enough to entice you to go, even if it's on Tuesday when it's cheap. This guy starts out wandering through life and meets this extraordinary woman, and they get married, and a number of things happen in their marriage. First of all, there's a horrible accident leaving his wife in a wheelchair. Then she loses her baby, and then she gets cancer. And that's in the first 10 minutes. You'll be happy to know the movie moves up from there. And it has such a powerful message that I want to encourage you, because this is what it says. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. When Jesus sat down with his disciples, he was looking around at a crew, probably a lot like you. And he said to them, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Let me unpack it for just a very few minutes. You are the salt of the earth. That means that when you walk into a room, you add to the room. When you walk into the room, there's a sense that all that is good in that room can be preserved. All that in that room increases in its flavor. That there's all kinds of things that are added to the room when you walk in the room. You're the salt of the earth. Solid, committed, loyal, dedicated. Your light of the world means that when you walk into the room, people are much happier when you walk in than being happier when you walk out. You add to the room. People can walk in a room after you've been there and say, ah, you know what? They were there. I can feel it in such a healthy and positive way. And to not hide your light, the message is ever so clear. Don't pretend that you don't matter, because you matter a lot. Don't pretend that your life doesn't have significance or meaning, because it does. And no matter how many crises or problems you may have, the reality is that God loves you beyond your wildest imagination. And you make a difference in this world. And when you're going through your darkest moments, remember that you are not alone. You are surrounded by a family and a community that loves you the way you are and invites you to grow. I had a couple of really interesting experiences. Contrary to popular belief, I do not wander around the city wearing a collar. Matter of fact, I find it profoundly unhelpful. People are usually polite, and I can tell they're working at it. So I spend a lot of time in blue jeans and a t-shirt. I have a favorite sweatshirt. Joyce pulls it off me once a week, says, this is going to the laundry. And that means that I get exposure to other people. And I was at the dry cleaners last Monday, and there was a woman who was behind the counter. I believe she has a background from Korea, and she was really working on her English, and she was doing her very best, trying to take everybody's order. And this gentleman walked in, tall, thin, and he was clearly from East India, and they were having an interaction, trying to understand each other's English, and I was sort of standing back watching. And you know, you can presume a lot about people before you actually hear what they have to say. And on his way out, he turned to her and he said, God bless you. Jesus loves you. You have a good day. You should have seen her face. Apparently, she didn't see it coming. What she was expecting is what she had received from other customers that day. Critique, criticism, ridicule. But he made her day. And later in the week, I was in KFC. For those of you who don't understand that particular sacrament, it's Kentucky Fried Chicken. And I was sitting in a corner enjoying my lunch, and somebody came in, and she walked up to the counter, and she said to the person on the other end of the counter, you know what? I'm already late. And I wanted a three-piece meal with French fries, and I want it now. And this poor young teenage girl on the other end of the counter said, it's not cooked yet. She said, I don't care. I want it right now. So this wonderful young lady, she kept her composure. She put the chicken into whatever they put it in to cook it. And a few minutes later, the lady said, hey, if you don't hurry up, I won't get any lunch at all. And the young woman, she kept her composure because she understands the philosophy of Bambi. Do you remember Bambi and Thumper? If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. And she just kept her composure, and she gave her a meal, and she left. And I walked up to her, and I said, you know what? I don't know if anybody said this today, but you are really good at what you do. And it has nothing to do with making sure people get food. Last thought. Do I have 30 seconds? 30 seconds. That's why we train them to time the priest. Here we go. Now I got 15. Here's my last thought. Please don't forget. You are the light of the world. You represent Christ everywhere you go. You are the salt of the earth. You are the kind of person that attracts good people. Make sure that you spend your whole week attracting the good people that nurture you. Amen.